Lewis, Lewis, Morello, Murillo, 92073.
Next, I'm going to have a Modelo.
This is a 51-year-old gentleman, obese, non-compliant, diabetic, fatty with a fatty liver, with sleep apnea, left ventricular hypertrophy, left ventricular hypertrophy, weakness, tiredness, and a slew, S-L-E-U-G-H, of other medical issues and problems, all related to his lack of compliance with his medication, period. In the paragraph, I had a big, long talk with him today. I said in about 5 years, he's either going to be on a dialysis machine or blind with a stroke, heart attack, and if that's even if he's lucky. His A1C is at 11. He's been on numerous medications in the past, which he doesn't take. Right now he's taking his wife's blood pressure medicine because he's run out of it. We got him on Monjora, but he never took the Monjora because there was a problem at the pharmacy, and that's basically because he didn't go back to the pharmacy and get the medication. Our nurse manager, Patricia, has done a great job going over his medication and making sure everything is ordered correctly. Babe, I'm dictating. Can I call you right back? And we had a come to Jesus talk today, and for him to comply with his issues and problems, otherwise it'll be too late, and he'd be a 50 or a 60-year-old with more problems than he wants. He's married. His wife has the same issues. She's obese. She has high blood pressure, diabetes, and non-compliance, of course. He works construction. He drives the big yellow machinery. He has been married 28 years, has 4 children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs. His blood sugar today was 289, of course, with no medication. His A1C last time was 11. He says his knees are hurting. How do you spell duh? That's D-U-H. He weighs 280 pounds. He's got neuropathy. He's got arthritis, medical issues. We talked about that today. Told him he needs to lose the weight. The best way for him to lose the weight is a GLP-1, and he promises to do better once again. Nevertheless, we did try him on Celebrex, which I think is safe for him to take at this time. He has hypogonadism. He has ED, diabetes, hypertension, fatty liver, leg swelling, blood vision, carotid stenosis, morbid obesity, sleep apnea, RVH, and other issues and problems that we talked about. Surgery, he's never had any surgery. Family history, dad's alive, doesn't know much about him. Mom has diabetes, high blood pressure, and died of complication at a young age. Colonoscopy, never. Cologuard, never. We need to try that again to see if he would comply with that. Medication, he's supposed to be on metformin, losartan, glibride, but he takes none of them. In big letters, he's taking his wife's blood pressure medicine. That's why his blood pressure is okay. And Lord knows what that is. COVID immunization, he hasn't had any in a couple of years. Allergy, none. Lewis is at 281 pounds, 98.2, 97, 20, 76, 139, over 59. The reason his weight's down a few pounds is because of osmotic diuresis, because his blood sugar is 300, of course. Heart positive, small positive is 2, lungs, distant heart sounds, abdomen, very obese, neck shows positive, no lymphadenopathy, no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with an illogical non-focal or extremis or 2 plus edema. Once again, diabetes, number 1, non-compliance with meds, number 2. We're going to try him again on Monjora because that would help his cholesterol, diabetes, sleep apnea, hypertension, neuropathy, and fatty liver all at once. Next number, he's going to go ahead and start the medication, the metformin, and the glibride while we're working on his pre-authorization, which should be today. Next number is do not take your wife's blood pressure medicine. Next number, start losartan 100 milligram a day. Next number, Celebrex 200 milligram BID. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is sleep apnea. Next number is RVH. Next number is carotid stenosis. Next number is ultrasound was repeated with the problems as before. Next number talked about all those problems once again. Next number, obesity, morbid. Next number is blood work was obtained, which would be abnormal. Next number, for some reason, I think this would be different, and he's probably going to be more compliant. Next number is Cologuard was given to a patient. Nixon doesn't want a colonoscopy. Nixon doesn't have a family history of colon cancer. Nixon's arthritis. DJD is most likely these related to his weight. They're not doing X-rays or MRI at this time. We'll just try treating with Celebrex. Nixon's diet and exercise discussed as always. Nixon's, he doesn't smoke or drink. Next number is the low hypogonadism would improve with losing weight, and we talked about that, and Monjaro would help him with that. Next number is ED, multifactorial. Next number is leg swelling or DVT or PVD, most likely related to sleep apnea. Next number is we'll check thyroid anyhow. Next number is arm pain, multifactorial as well, most likely related to his work. Next number is all discussed with patient once again for over an hour before leaving. Thank you.